The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. National Intel Report. Today, this is Larkin, Texas, standing in for John. He tells me he has a headache, and I kind of believe him. And what prompted me sitting in today is I wanted to share some information about the reported Amazon buyout of Whole Foods. And what does this portend for our future? Along the way, I'm going to fill in a few blanks if I can, speak extemporaneously if I can, and otherwise try to engage you so that y'all don't fall asleep. But again, this is the National Intel Report, republicbroadcasting.org. Remember, we're in a pledge drive. Just go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on the PayPal button, and support the network. And otherwise, at various times throughout the broadcast today, I'll announce the phone number and the address and some other things. But anyway, today is, I think it's Friday. I'm not sure what day of the month it is. Someone will tell me. If you'd like to join us in the chat room, today's the 23rd of June, 2017. Very good. Thanks, Mike. If you'd like to join us in the chat room, that address is nationalintelreport.chatango.com. nationalintelreport.chatango.com. And sometimes during the broadcast and afterwards, I'll put some links in there. I know some other participants will do as well. And I have to tell you about the chat rooms, y'all. I get a lot of great links from the chats. And that's because the people that are generally in the chat rooms are regular listeners. And they are researchers. And they're curious about things, just as you are. And so, for whatever it's worth, sometimes participating in the chats can bring another, all new dimension to your listening experience of radio. But again, this story, Amazon proposes buyout of Whole Foods. Now, I know something about food, y'all. I used to be a restaurateur, and I was a caterer, and I was a European-trained chef. I got out of business in 1994. I worked in San Francisco. I worked in Fort Worth. I worked in Dallas. I got my start at the Broadmoor Hotel. I worked in country clubs. And don't ask me why, but I was enamored with this idea of bringing communion to the table. I thought of food as both an art and a science. And so when I was a young man going to college, I couldn't make up my mind. Did I want to be a soil scientist or did I want to be a chef? Because I knew that anybody that was a restaurateur that didn't know what they were selling and didn't have a real appreciation for it probably shouldn't be in the restaurant business. I decided that getting my fingernails dirty was not as attractive as mixing it up in a co-ed environment, especially as a young man. And so I started out working in restaurants while I was going to high school and college and trying to find my way, like so many of us do. And I eventually dropped out of college because I felt like I was being brainwashed. And I didn't want to be brainwashed. I wanted to live my life. I was selfish that way. And along the way, I learned a few things. I made a lot of mistakes, just as probably you yourself. And so I might share some of those things with you tonight. A few days ago, a dog was spotted in our yard. No collar. Well, Laura came in the door and said, "Oh, my God, there's a dog in our yard. No collar." Sure enough, Laura had signed up or something called, I don't know, I'll think of it, Nextdoor.com. And there's even an app for it. I still don't know what an app is, but there is such a thing. And before we knew it, the owner of the dog, named Bella, came rushing to our door. I opened the door, and she was crying. Bella was missing. And then in the space of about 1 minute, she told me that her dad was dying and she was taking Xanax. And as the tears streamed down her face, her 2-year-old white lab, Bella, was lost. And so, my goodness, where is Bella? Bella's lost. And so I don't necessarily mix it up too much with the neighbors. I live in suburbia in Richardson, Texas. I'm swimming in a toxic soup of cell phone towers, and I live not far from Texas Instruments, which is a tech corridor. And I live near the University of Texas at Dallas. But as a suburbanite, when I was raised, we were told that strong fences made good neighbors. And we were taught to respect our neighbors and their privacy. And so that stayed with me all my life. And so I'm not very, I'm friendly with the neighbors. I chat when they're wanting to chat, and I wave, and these sorts of things. But all of a sudden, I'm involved with the neighbors. And my, how I've gotten involved with the neighbors. As it turns out, Deborah and her mother are both well-connected in social media circles. First, they got on Facebook. Then they got on Nextdoor.com. Then they tweeted a popular AM local radio disc jockey, 30,000 subscribers. Bella's lost. And before long, I swear it's been 3 days now. There was a sighting just this morning at 7:30. Bella is famous. Bella's famous. I passed out flyers. I went to the donut shop. I went to the grocery store. I went to churches. I went to a synagogue. I went to daycare centers. I went to the country club. And everybody that was walking their dog or jogging or was cutting somebody's grass got a flyer. And before long, I was passing out flyers to the same people that just happened to be out the next day, and I didn't recognize their faces. Oh, is that about Bella? Oh, yeah, I've been reading all about Bella. It's all over. And sure enough, Deborah and her mom had covered the neighborhood within a three-mile radius of flyers, brightly colored. Bella's lost. And I want to tell you about that because I looked at this young woman, 48 years old, I'm 63, and I thought about my late younger sister who was taking 12 different medications at the age of 45. She wasn't my sister anymore. And she died. And 4 months later, my stepfather died. And then my brother died. This was in 2011. My sister in 2003. Stepdad in 2003. Mom, 1996. Never got on a computer. As it so happens, I first became a host on this network by happenstance in the late summer of 2011. And my younger brother, Bob, my only brother, you're younger, he had passed away only 6 weeks earlier. And all of a sudden, I was the only one left out of my nuclear family. And I wasn't yet 60 years old. But I've always had an abiding respect, a love affair with food. And all my life, I thought that food could be the thing that saves all of us. It could save the world. As a younger man, I read books like The Physiology of Taste. I read about Karem, the first celebrity chef. Antonin, he was called. Marie-Antoine Karem, C-A-R-E-M-E. Died young. They say he died by the from the flames of his genius. Because this is a man that worked 18, 20 hours a day. Cast off into the streets when he was like 8 or 9 years old because his father said he couldn't afford to feed him. 12 or 13 children in the family. He made his way to a bake shop in Paris and apprenticed. You know, Europe was built on the medieval apprenticeship system, the guild system, if you will, the European guild system. What is it we used to call that? The apprenticeship system or the, y'all help me think of the words. You learn it as you go, sort of a school. But food would save the world. Our ability to raise the level of the taste, of our taste, as well as our nutrient levels, would make for a better man and therefore a better future. Because even back in the 50s and 60s, I recognized people didn't eat right. And so what better way for the fancy food chefs and the nature cookies, as we used to say in California, could get together? Let's have healthful food, nutrient-dense food, but also food that's prepared with simplicity and verve and panache and real flavor. And let's bring people together in communion at the table. I read books by M.F.K. Fisher, James Beard, In 1960, I was watching Julia Child, the French chef. Black and white TV. And I remember when the Food Network began, sometime back in the 80s, I believe, there was, I think, 6 or 8 programs. Well, I knew the culinary director who served as a consultant, California Culinary Academy. We had worked together. And I knew at least 4, 5, 6 of the hosts, the broadcast hosts. And in any event, in the 80s, I finally moved to the West Coast because I wanted to be in a real food town, San Francisco. And I had a job waiting for me at the new Neiman Marcus in the financial district. And I even took a job, because I often worked 2 jobs in those years, at a restaurant called Le Tournesol, which means the sunflower. And I was happy. I was in the big city. I was going to see Haight-Ashbury. When I did, I discovered a McDonald's had been built at that intersection. So its magic and mystic appeal was lost just by the presence of that McDonald's. And McDonald's just happened to be the first restaurant I was fired from. I was 15 years old, and I had to get a special work permit to work there. I had been working for $1 an hour at a spaghetti joint, washing dishes. But McDonald's would pay $1.55 an hour if you had your parents' permission. Because in those years, the minimum wage was $1.65. Well, so I asked, upon getting hired, could I wear a wig because I want to let my hair grow out. This is in the 60s, remember. And so, yes, one of the managers said, yes, no problem. So I got myself a cheap wig, and I wore it with my paper hat. And then they changed the policy on me about, I think, 8 months later. And so I lost my job because by then I didn't want to cut my hair. Because back then, having long hair was cool. And having a flat top or a crew cut like my stepfather was just not. But I'm kind of waiting for the break. And then afterwards, I'm going to begin this piece about the significance. And y'all tell me if it's significant. Jeff Bezos and the Amazon boys, owners of the Washington Post, are going to buy Whole Foods. It only awaits a vote of the shareholders. But of course, Whole Foods has been losing market share because now even Walmart is selling organic produce. I remember when Whole Foods started in my neck of the woods here in Dallas on Lower Greenville Avenue and Entertainment District, so-called. It began as a co-op. And so I'm going to want to hear what y'all think about this. We're going to talk about techno-slavery. And before I forget, in case some of y'all are not familiar with me or my work, there's 2 pieces only published at RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. But just go into any search engine and type in communitarianism, : first things first. That's the first piece. Communitarianism, : first things first. Just type it in any search engine. You'll see it published at RBN. And then you'll see a related link, Lark on Communitarianism. And we're going to tie this into techno-slavery and food right after these messages.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Larkin, Texas, standing in for our good friend, John Stabmiller. John genuinely has a bad headache today. And otherwise, I miss y'all, and I wanted to get back with you and touch base. Now, what I was searching for earlier was to describe the old-fashioned medieval guild system or European apprenticeship system was what we Americans used to call OJT, on-the-job training. On-the-job training. And before I get started with this this piece about Amazon's buyout of Whole Foods, I understand we have Betty from North Carolina on the line. Hi, Betty.
Thank you, Mark, for taking my call. I'm sorry to introduce a little different subject. I was going to wait until later in the show until you got through what you were trying to present, but here I am. I'd just like to suggest that everybody who can put a call into the president and ask him for the 4th of July if he won't please give a pardon to Yori Kahl, K-A-H-L. He has been in jail unjustly for so many years. And to be a patriot in this country and to stay quiet on that, I think I don't like myself for staying quiet on it. That's all I have to say.
No, I think you make a good point. Well, I appreciate you calling in, Betty.
Will you put me back to Mike, please? I want to make a donation.
All right. Well, Betty, thanks very much for calling in. I think that is worthwhile. I'm familiar with that story. Before I forget, ladies and gentlemen, I want to remind you about Freedom Palooza this year to be held in Quakerville, Pennsylvania. Freedom Palooza, P-A-L-O-O-Z-A. Our friend Paul Topetti with Poker Face will be there. Pretty interesting lineup of guests, musical acts, and so forth. Freedompalooza.blogspot.com, July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Okay, so now I'm going to begin this piece, ladies and gentlemen, about Whole Foods. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I have been an on and off fan of Whole Foods. I was, of course, quite attracted to Whole Foods in the beginning. I remember the crowds, and I thought, well, this is wonderful. People actually give a damn what they eat. And this was, I don't know, 15 years ago or better, when I first countenanced them. But here we go. I'm going to read this piece as clearly and as rapidly as I can. And you can find this piece yourself. It's simply entitled, Amazon Plans to Buy Whole Foods. Semicolon, what does this mean for the future of food? And this is from the foodrevolution.org network. This is John and Ocean Robbins. And then I'm going to read to you my comment that I was unable to send because, as it turns out, I have to sign into Facebook in order to even leave a comment. And it's not often that I'm nudged, shall we say, comment on anybody's space on the Internet. But I wanted to chime into this because, of course, this is a topic near and dear to me. And soon you'll see why. Amazon has announced plans to acquire Whole Foods for $13.7 billion. This is a big move that shocked many. Is this a good thing, a bad thing, or both? What does it mean for the future of food and the future of natural and organic foods in particular? These are all important questions, but first let's take a step back. How did this takeover happen? Whole Foods had been struggling. The company has been experiencing declining sales for months. As demand for organic food has been rising, organic food has come to be sold in more places and often for cheaper prices. As a result, in many communities, Whole Foods is no longer the primary option for organic and healthier options. Mainstream supermarkets like Kroger, Costco, Safeway, and Walmart now stock natural and organic foods too, right alongside their conventional and junk food offerings. Do I hear the break there, Mike? We'll continue after this.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Oh, how well I remember it. Yeager and Evans in the year 2525. Some of you may remember that tune. Anyway, we're talking about the future of food. And we're reading from a piece. And then I'm going to share with you my comment, which I'm only going to share with y'all. And then we're going to talk about it, hopefully, if you think it's worth talking about. To continue, recently Whole Foods has been under enormous pressure from investors to merge with another company, though very few expected it would be Amazon. Amazon is an enormous company that's come to be known as the everything store. But even though the company has been trying to muscle its way into the grocery and produce business, it hasn't been able to master online groceries the way it's mastered other areas such as books. Now, as the owner of Whole Foods, the company could be poised to dominate the online grocery business, which it sees as a major emerging opportunity. The deal still needs to be approved by Whole Foods shareholders and regulators, but it's considered likely to happen later this year. If the merger does happen, John Mackey will remain CEO of Whole Foods, and the store will continue to operate under the Whole Foods brand, according to a joint statement by the two companies. How will this change Whole Foods? Whole Foods has long been controversial among natural foods consumers. On the one hand, the company has pioneered taking fresh, organic, fair trade, and sustainable foods into the mainstream. On the other hand, it has driven many independently owned natural food stores out of business and advanced consolidation and corporate takeover of the natural foods industry. Now, Whole Foods may soon be controlled by Amazon, a company that is known for being efficient and standardized, but that has a poor environmental record and questionable labor practices. Amazon is known for selling things faster and cheaper, and for selling just about everything without regard to its impact on health, workers, or the environment. So undoubtedly, changes are coming for Whole Foods stores. But exactly what changes will occur and how much things will actually change remains to be seen. Will the Amazon-Whole Foods merger change how people shop for food? Right now, most people go to a physical place to shop for groceries. But in the future, you may be doing all your shopping online without ever leaving your home. And if you do shop in a store, the experience will likely be very different and more focused on technological innovations. Some are saying this is the first step to changing how society shops for food in general. For example, Amazon Fresh Pickup, which launched in March, allows customers to order online and then drive to an Amazon-run store, where employees will bring out their food to them in a matter of minutes. Amazon has opened two stores, but now it could potentially expand this idea to Whole Foods markets nationwide. Amazon has also pioneered shopping and paying with a smartphone app without having to go through a checkout line. A report from the Food Marketing Institute and Nielsen found that only around a quarter of U.S. households currently shop online for groceries. That's surprising, 25%. But predicts that more than 70% will do so within 10 years. In particular, millennials are the largest group of consumers using online grocery stores or online grocery shopping. And of course, remember, ladies and gentlemen, millennials don't know what life is like without a computer, a laptop, and a smart device of some kind. So for better or for worse, it seems that online shopping really could be a part of the future of grocery shopping. And by purchasing Whole Foods, Amazon could be setting itself up to shape and perhaps even define this new direction. But we have a contrast. First, five ways the Amazon-Whole Foods merger could be a good thing for the future of food. While it remains to be seen what effects this merger will have, if it does happen, here are five potentially good things this change could bring. Number one, it could help healthy and organic foods become more accessible and more affordable. This move could speed up the growth of organic food and expand organic farming. As Jeff Church, CEO and founder of the organic company Suja Juice, said, this acquisition proves, quote, that organic is the future, unquote. And organic analyst Max Goldberg told us, quote, with Jeff Bezos' purchase of Whole Foods, he has made it very clear that organic, non-GMO and healthy food is the future, something that is indisputable, unquote. The demand for organic is rising globally. The global food and drink market is expected to reach $320.5 billion by 2025. There's that song again. Yeager and Evans. In the year 2525. Not quite. And organic spending is rising in the U.S. too. According to the Organic Trade Association, or organization, Americans spent 8% more in 2016 on organic foods than they did the previous year. Number two, it could bring fresh plant-powered food to more people. Amazon would be able to use the 460 Whole Foods stores in the U.S., Canada, and the U.K. to bring the accessibility of its organic and plant-powered foods to unprecedented levels. Cheryl O'Loughlin, CEO of Rebel, said, quote, this acquisition would allow many more consumers to access real fresh and organic foods, which is a huge benefit for the industry and a win for the consumers, unquote. Number three, it could reduce food insecurity. People who live in food deserts, quote unquote, without access to fresh, healthy food could now have greater access to good food on account of expanded online sales. Number four, it could drive down the cost of organic. According to a report by Bloomberg, Amazon wants to shed Whole Foods' whole paycheck image and to make natural organic food more competitive with larger retailers like Walmart. Number five, it could drive other grocery stores to offer more high-quality organic food. In order to be competitive, grocery stores are going to need to offer more organic food. Quote, if anything, broader availability of foods with Whole Foods, very high standards, should raise the bar for the entire market and retailers everywhere in order to compete, unquote, says John Foraker, president of organic food company Annie's, said to Max Goldberg. That will be good for farmers, ranchers, and the sustainability of our food supply. In contrast, five ways the Amazon Whole Foods merger could be a bad thing for the future of food. On the other hand, here are five challenges this merger could bring. Number one, it could be too much power for one corporation. The grocery industry is already dominated by a handful of big retailers. This merger would further that direction. John Rulak, CEO and founder of Nutiva, said, quote, this is an accumulation of a 20-year Wall Street-funded corporate roll-up of the organic and natural industry, unquote. As he points out, the environment could become hyper-competitive, and independent retailers and brands would have even more difficulty being successful. There are even some observers and members of Congress who think the merger may violate antitrust laws. Number two, it could reduce the quality of organic foods. As pressure is put on the industry to lower the price of organic foods, organic standards may suffer, and in turn, small family farmers could be impacted as well. Number three, Whole Foods could lower its quality standards. As major grocers go, Whole Foods is known for its commitment to quality standards, but Amazon is known for selling anything quickly and for the lowest price. Gunnar Lovelace, CEO of Thrive Market, which offers organic and natural products at discounted prices, believes that many consumers are concerned about this merger. He told us, quote, I've looked extensively at consumer responses to the Amazon acquisition of Whole Foods, and there is a lot of concern about Amazon getting too big and of not being a trustworthy source of groceries, which validates our investment in an authentic brand. Clean, transparent supply chains, genuine community, and advocacy work as a business, unquote. Whole Foods CEO John Mackey has said that quality standards of Whole Foods would remain the same after the merger, but whether or not this is true remains to be seen and is likely to soon be out of his control. Number four, it could be bad for workers. Some people fear that this merger will lead to fewer jobs. Amazon is known is known for using automation instead of people and could bring this mentality to Whole Foods stores. Quote, Amazon's brutal vision for retail is one where automation replaces good jobs, Mark Perrone, the president of the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, told BuzzFeed. Quote, that is the reality today at Amazon, and it will no doubt become the reality at Whole Foods. Unquote. Number five, it could be hard on farmers. Though organic farming will likely grow, farmers could suffer as the demand for lower-cost organic foods rises quickly. Many small-scale organic growers could lose their farms as quality and principle are compromised for quantity and lower prices at any cost. In summary, more people are demanding food that is good for people and the planet, and this merger could help grow and sustain this trend. Organic plant-powered food could become more accessible and more affordable, but it's also likely that quality will be diluted and that standards for how food is grown, processed, prepared, and even packaged may go down. This could put more pressure than ever on consumers to make wise and conscious or conscientious choices. So how can you support healthy, conscious food? Interesting choice of words. Conscious food. Where you shop matters. Supporting establishments that have ethical integrity and moral fiber and that are more interested in health than just in profits is one of the ways that you can invest in your wellness, in your community, and in our common future. Farmers Markets and Community Supported Agriculture, or CSA, programs are a great way to support local organic farmers and to invest in your health at the same time. So are independent, locally owned natural food stores and co-ops. And if you want to save 30% or more off typical Whole Foods market prices while having 100% non-GMO foods delivered to your door, Thrive Market could be another outstanding option. No doubt the marketers have a deal cooked up with Thrive Markets. To find out more about Thrive Market, click here. Full disclosure, if you join Thrive Market, they will contribute a portion of their proceeds to support the work of the Food Revolution Network, which is the website I'm reading this article from. In the end, every purchase you or I make is a vote. So it's up to each of us to use our dollars to vote for the health and the future we deserve. Let us know in the comments below, what do you think about this development? And what changes do you think it will bring? And this is what also it says in a box. I think they call them JPEGs. Where you shop matters. Supporting establishments that have ethical integrity and moral fiber and that are more interested in health than just in profits is one of the ways that you can invest in your wellness, in your community, and in our common future. And if you're inspired, please share this article with your friends and family and your networks. Together, we can change the world for the better. Now, this piece is written by a young lady, pretty girl, big cow eyes, big white teeth, a hat, blonde hair. Lindsay Oberst, O-B-E-R-S-T, is the outreach and content manager for the Food Revolution Network. She writes about holistic health, nutrition, and sustainability, among other topics. And she is passionate about playing with words and living a healthy, conscious, fun-filled life and helping others do the same. Find her online at Lindsay Oberst. Now, this article has over 140 comments, but as I indicated earlier, it would not accept my comment because I had to go through Facebook. And I only signed up for Facebook some 7 years ago or so, because my favorite blogger at the time was Nikki Brapana, Living Outside the Dialectic. Just do a search. She decided that she was going to join the communitarians and sign up for Facebook. To hell with them. Because she wasn't getting a lot of responses to her research. her voluminous output of research and so forth like she had hoped. She sought earlier on people from within academia, the media, and so forth. She got some response, but after a time, there didn't seem to be much discussion. But if you recall, I referenced two pieces that I submitted as emails to the network, and Mr. Stabmiller graciously asked if he could publish them, and I said, by all means, you can find them only at RBN. And it's the result of about 12 years of my research into these two topics. What is communitarianism? What is communitarian law? And why do these things even matter? In any search engine, communitarianism, : first things first. And then log on communitarianism. And we'll be back for my response.
The weekend of June 24th, more than 40,000 ham radio operators across North America will head for the hills during their annual Field Day event. Field Day is ham radio's open house, where hams showcase the science, skill, and service ham radio brings to our communities. Ham radio is making, creating, communicating, and fun. Ham radio is for everyone, including you. Come visit a Field Day site near you. Learn more at arrl.org/fieldday.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens.
The weekend of June 24th, more than 40,000 ham radio operators across North America will head for the hills during their annual Field Day event. Field Day is ham radio's open house, where hams showcase the science, skill, and service ham radio brings to our communities. Ham radio is making, creating, communicating, and fun. Ham radio is for everyone, including you. Come visit a Field Day site near you. Learn more at arrl.org/fieldday.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Okay, welcome back, folks. We have just this short segment. I'm going to share with y'all my comment. And then, of course, I'd like to open up the phone lines. Y'all can greatly help me out, get through this next hour, by sharing with me your thoughts about food and the future of food and this proposed buyout of Whole Foods by Amazon. because I really would like to know what y'all think about these things. Here's my response. Remember, not publish. I'm sharing it exclusively with y'all. Remember, this is written by Lindsay Oberst. Unfortunately, Ms. Oberst seems to have adopted the language of communitarian code speak while conveying her thoughts about this development. As such, I have no quibble about her concerns, since they are concerns which we should all share. The problem is with words like community, sustainability, and our common future. We all think we know what these seemingly innocuous-sounding words mean, but the sad reality is they portend a nightmarish destiny for ourselves and our progeny. I can assure you. Do a web search. Communitarianism. First things first. Lark on communitarianism. We have gleefully entered the netherworld of 21st century technoslavery. And by the way, that's the title of the next piece that hopefully will be published at RBN. And of course, I always invite your response. Remember, language itself is a technology that can be wielded like Orwellian agitprop, hence a weapon. And this utopian, dystopian future promised us, because man is just oh so smart, is just that. SMART. SMART is an acronym. And one way of styling this acronym as is this: self-monitoring of analysis and reporting technology. If anything, factory food is in our futures, whether we want to pretend otherwise or not. And those lovely grin technologies will light all of our paths. So let's back up just a moment here. What is SMART? SMART comes from the technocrats back in the 30s. SMART meant a different thing in the 30s. But in modern parlance, it ties in very much to the so-called theory of cybernetics and the work of Norbert Wiener at MIT post-World War II. The theory of cybernetics. Look it up. Norbert Wiener. W-I-E-N-E-R. The theory of cybernetics. And what does SMART mean today? Self-monitoring of analysis and reporting technology. This is to say that SMART technology cannot work without your input and my input. It can't work. In other words, think about the speech, the address provided the faculty and the students at UC Berkeley in 1962 by Aldous Huxley, in which he envisioned a time when man would learn to love his slavery. And they would accomplish it with a variety of means, even biologically. 800-313-9443. Let me know what y'all think. We'll be back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.